Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are we're back. And Jen, now you've got your option. We're going to go to some lightning rounds here. You can stay with John and I, or you can go get your beauty sleep, because I've seen it work pretty well for you. But before you do either one, tell the folks how they can support Faith to Action.
Sure. The website is F2A.org. Faith, the number 2, action.org will get you there as well. Or you can go directly if you want to stop the fraud. You can just go to decertifyfraud.com. Decertifyfraud.com. We've got 42 days to do something before they destroy the ballots. And we're writing with a postcard with less than a minute. We're doing all the work for you, but it will be coming from you to the decision makers in the swing states that can make a difference. 374 postcards with a click of a button will be sent for you at decertifyfraud.com.
And I can tell you what we'll do, too. Also, you're welcome to come on this radio program every single day if you want to repeat that, or make sure that I get an announcement that's easy to read in big, bold letters, and I will do it. But you're welcome to come here. We'd love to have you back with us, because you're a pretty smart woman. Did anybody ever tell you that?
God bless you. Glory to God.
All righty. Well, God bless you. We love you. You're welcome to stay with us if you want, or you can go get that beauty sleep. I know that you work pretty hard.
I'll come back with some updates. How about that? We're right now at 35,000 cards that have been sent. I think with your listeners, we're gonna get to a million before this is over, and we're gonna send the message that they cannot ignore to sequester the ballots, to investigate and decertify fraud. That's it.
All right, I'm gonna take care of my 300-something tomorrow. We'll get them out.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. We love you. Tell Mom I said hey.
Will do. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye bye. There you go. We're back. All right, there you go, folks. The number is 888-281-1110 and 888-677-9673. That little woman is so dedicated. And, you know, John, she reminds me, or who reminds me of Jan, because, do you know, the folks, I don't know if the people out there know this, John, you know, she's the number one woman in the entire country on the NARAL. And on the NOW, the National Organization of Nasty Old Women, on their hit list, Jan Folger is the number one because she is really going after them. And so that you know, that's like a medal and of honor to wear. But that young lady has been a real firebrand. And like I said, I've always considered her like she's been like a daughter to me. She's a real activist out there. Alrighty, there you go. We have, let me see, we've got Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 100, and Maggie in PA pledges 100. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Maggie. Alrighty, you ready for some lightning rounds, John?
I'm ready, Pastor Ernie.
Hey, now, guess what? Guess what a number of the folks from Doers of the Word Baptist Church will be doing over this week and in the next week? They're going to be doing something called Liberty Camp. Do you know what Liberty Camp is? No.
Well, I can't say I do.
Well, why don't I tell you? Liberty Camp is where we, the folks from our church, go out, and they dress up in costumes going back to for the War of Independence, like Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. And so the ladies teach young girls how they did things back in those days, how they sewed, how they made clothes, and how they cooked, and so on. And the men teach the young boys, you know, how, you know, they cut the wood, build the homes, and how they defended the country. And so it's a real liberty camp, and it's Bible-based, and also the children learn the Constitution. And they have like a little village. They have a little village out there going back to the times of the War of Independence in our country. So while that's taking place, and every year we're gaining more and more people, more young people are coming to Liberty Camp, and right along with that, more and more are being homeschooled. Homeschooling is growing and growing, getting people away from the children, away from the pedophilia of the public school system. And so, again, at the same time, guess what they're doing? Guess what they're doing in Marxist? Well, let me just read it to you. Here, why is Antifa hosting a summer camp for kids? Shocking curriculum details scare every parent. Here you go. Listen to this. The communist thug Vladimir Lenin was said to have a strategy for keeping Marxist revolution going in perpetuity. Even though it caused nothing but oppression and suffering, Lenin's plan involved indoctrinating the collectivist mindset into those who had little or no life experience, meaning children. Lenin supposedly said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed that I have sown will never be uprooted." We are seeing that the dynamic play out in our society now as progressives increasingly target children with their toxic social engineering schemes. Leftists already try to brainwash kids through the education system, entertainment industries. Now, while we're teaching Liberty Camp in Portland, Oregon, Marxist foot soldiers, Antifa, are getting in on the act by tainting a once wholesome summertime tradition. A faction of the undeclared domestic terrorist group is hosting a social justice summer camp. In other words, they're teaching the little children they're perverting the minds of these little children, indoctrinating them into the Antichrist socialist communism. There you go. And that's in Portland, Oregon. You know, if a parent was to allow their children to go to that, what would you say those parents thought about their children?
Oh, Pastor Ernie, I'd look at it as child abuse.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Maggie in Middlebrook pledges 100. Thank you, Maggie. Pardon? John, wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. John in Middlebrook pledges 100. Thank you, John in Middlebrook. Yeah, quit acting like Maggie, John. No, I'm only kidding. No. So here, this is what is taking place out there in this world. And, well, John, what's happening in John McTurnan's world? You're turning loose. Go after it.
Well, Pastor Ernie, thank you. You're cutting me loose here. My world is going very, very well with the gospel. As you know, I have a real vibrant ministry in India and Pakistan and in Kenya and other African countries. And we just, about 2 weeks ago, we baptized 1,000 brand new Hindus that have come to Christ. We baptized them.
Praise the Lord. And, wow.
Yeah. And then the word spread. They're spreading it amongst the Hindu area of Pakistan. And we had an event and 5,000, it was all Hindus, 5,000 Hindus came to the Lord. And you should have seen the Hindu children, the Hindu people there. I mean, praising the Lord. We wrote special music for them in their language, and they were so happy. So this is a real move of the Lord, Pastor Ernie, in Pakistan in particular right now, with the Hindus coming to Christ.
Well, praise the good Lord for that. Folks, we have 40 minutes left, 40 minutes left. Anthony in Massachusetts pledges 100. Thank you for Anthony. 888 281-1110, 888-677-9673. We're going to play a clip now. Listen to this clip, folks, and then John, you and I are going to comment a little bit on it afterwards. Go ahead.
Okay.
When the government told us that the vaccinated couldn't transmit it, was that a lie or was that a guess? Or is it the same answer?
I think it was hope that the vaccine would work in that way. And that's why I think scientists and public health leaders always have to be at the table, very clear what we know and what we don't know.
This is important for the country to know. So when I asked the question, when the government told us that the vaccinated couldn't get it, And I asked you if it was a guess or a lie. You said you don't know. You said you think it was hope. So what we do know is it wasn't the truth. So they were either guessing, lying, or hoping and communicating that information to the citizens of this country.
Guessing, lying, or hoping. Okay, final segment here on War Room. I want to bring on Jeffrey Tucker, the president of the Brownstone Institute. Jeffrey, it's really been your reporting that has opened my eyes up to this Dr. Birx travesty. That's when I started digging into her book. You were one of the first people on this. And walk us through your theory of the case that she created essentially a shadow government, which enabled her to be able to use this apparatus, her with Fauci and Pence was involved, of course, obviously, as well, to put out this line about vaccines being able to stop the transmission and then coming back and admitting that they didn't actually have any data that showed that.
Okay, so let's think about the timeline a little bit here. That comment about vaccines is interesting because one of the weird things that comes out of the Birx book is that she was never much of a believer in the vaccine. She always thought that they would probably not work very well. And she wanted permanent lockdowns. In other words, a lot of people saw the vaccines as the way to get out of lockdowns. She didn't believe that. She always thought you'd have to stay in lockdowns forever, as far as I can tell. So when she's referring to people advertising that the vaccines would stop infection and transmission, she's really talking about Fauci and Walensky and these kind of things. So when she says it was a hope, she's really describing them, that they were hoping, but she'd been reading the EUAs and seeing very clearly early on that they weren't going to work. What's creepy about Birx is that she's even worse than what you described. Even from middle of the March, I mean, she was the one who ultimately convinced Trump to green light the lockdowns, right? And we know this from her own account from March 11th, March 12th, and all the way through the 16th. But when Trump began to realize he'd been sort of hornswoggled by her, he started urging the country to open up because he knew that the American people were suffering and the Trump economy was being destroyed. She went into full action to subvert and make it impossible for Trump to achieve his aims. She essentially became the effective head of a shadow government that was fully operational between March 20th and then all the way until the middle of December that year, where she has hundreds of pages in her book about this, would weekly alter the data reports that the White House was sending to the states. She was flying around from state to state. She convinced Abbott in Texas to impose a mask mandate and intensify capacity restrictions and so on. She was a full-down lockdowner for the entire year at the same time that Trump was on the stump, arguing for opening and saying this has got to stop. This is a ridiculous...
And I remember this, right? We remember this sort of mismatched strategy where you would get President Trump going, and keep in mind he's campaigning for re-election at this time. He'd be at a rally talking about how we're going to open up and the lockdowns are going to end. And then the task force would come out and say, no, we need more lockdowns, and now we're moving to vaccines. But it wasn't just Birx involved in this, was it? Because you had Fauci, and then you had Pence as well sort of overtop the entire apparatus.
You had really essentially the entire administrative state. So the entire NIH and CDC and Department of Health and Human Services and the entire bureaucratic state was entirely organized against Trump, who, I'm sorry to say it, and you felt this too because you were watching this very carefully at the time. He was president in name only. Right. They're glad to have him out on the campaign trail and announcing this and that, But there was a huge operation to disable his capacity to govern from March all the way to the election. And he began to sniff this out, too, because he would try to hire certain employees of the CDC and open things up and get some rational thinking, especially because Scott Atlas showed up and
the villain of the book, her villain, the antagonist of Scott Atlas.
Well, right? Let me tell you, that man saved the world, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, what he did was brave and bold. I mean, how many of us have walked into the belly of the beast and just told them what we really think about everything? I mean, that's exactly what Scott Atlas did. So she had to kill him, and she's still trying to kill him. But actually, her book inadvertently makes him, you know, a great hero for the ages, and reveals herself to be, you know,
it
really
reads like a confession.
It does. And you know what troubles me most about this? I mean, this book has been out a while, and I kind of dug through it in detail, and I wondered how it is that she believes that she can get away with this. I've had countless people, very smart people who know what's what, say, isn't what she's admitting to illegal? And I don't really know the answer to that, but a more profound question is, like, why does she think that there's no payback for this? And the reason is that she, among many other people, is so convinced that the administrative state are the real rulers of this country, that there's nothing you can admit to that's going to get you in any kind of trouble with the bureaucratic
And dude, hey, apparatus. Jeffrey, we are just about out of time. We're going to talk to Peter, see if we can get you in for the afternoon show, because there's so much more. I think we are just pulling the threads.
Yeah, no, we're just beginning
Dr.
this.
Dr. Birx.
And
this
let's
is the
not
start
forget that
the next leg of it.
That's right. And let's not forget that Trump tried to put an end to this right before the election with his Schedule F executive order, and that was reversed by Biden. So there's warfare going on in this country right now, and this conflict between Birx and the elected politicians is just the beginning of it.
All righty, we are back. And folks, you know, John, everything that we've been telling people about, it was an interesting thing because Tucker Carlson yesterday, remember, we were telling people about the pedophilia, how the Democratic Communist Party is just, they're ripe with pedophilia from top to bottom, and human trafficking, we told you. And here, all of what is happening now, to show you how corrupt, how very, very corrupt it is, with what is taking place with Hunter Biden, DOJ working on Hunter Biden plea deal despite millions from China, Russia, Ukraine, etc. When his dad was Obama's VP, while January 6th protesters rot, while the January 6th patriots, they're rotting in the gulag. Here, he goes on, the DOJ is reportedly working on a plea deal with Hunter Biden. This indicates that the many, many crimes related to trafficking drugs and women and extorting and taking bribes in the millions from foreign entities while his dad was Obama's VP will go unindicted. That's right. The New York Post reports on Hunter's reported plea. Reports that federal prosecutors are on the verge of wrapping up the Hunter Biden investigation, suggesting that a generous plea deal for the first son is in the works, a former Justice Department official said today. Well, we happen to know that one of the person that was put in charge of his was one of his lawyer, Jim Trusty, former chief of DOJ's organized crime section, said reports that the investigation is coming to an end, and he suggests that Hunter will be hit with minor tax charges. You know, these are dirty cops, very, very, very dirty cops. What do you think?
Well, you're right, Mr. Ernie. You're right. And I mean, they've been dirty for a long time. They've been dirty going back to at least Clinton and now Bush, the Bush senior. The federal, the states are a little different, but the federal government has been taken over by gangsters for a long time, Pastor.
All righty. Anthony in Massachusetts pledges 100. Thank you, Anthony, folks. We got to hear from you. The phones right now are dead. They're silent. They're not even moving. Nothing going on out there. Poor little Barb's going to probably be crying in there pretty soon because the phones aren't ringing. And, well, if we don't make it and I go off the air on your station, which if we don't hear from you, we will. This is summertime. We're fighting with all we have. John and I, do you think they'll miss us, John?
I think so, Pastor Ernie. I do.
Well, anyhow, while we're still here and able, let's let them know about the fake science. Top-level government scientists say they are not allowed to give truthful advice to the public. That's right. Americans' public health and regulatory bodies are so controlled, they are so controlled by corrupt politicians that many of the scientists who work or used to work on them are finally coming forward and speaking out. The National Institutes of Health, the NIH, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and Centers for Disease Control, CDC, are all making decisions not based on any science at all, but on what the current regime is telling them to do. It's like a horror movie I'm being forced to watch, and I can't close my eyes, said one FDA official. People are getting bad advice, and we can't say anything. You know, again, you know, they're afraid because if they tell the truth, what are they told? They told that you're going to have one of the rogue FBI agents show up or whatever. They can't, you know, or you're going to have Antifa on your doorstep. You don't speak up. This is what they do in communist China. Isn't this exactly the way they do it in communist China?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. I mean, the totalitarians are all the same. Whether it's the Nazis or the communists or, you know, fascists, they're all the same. So now there's no new playbook. All you do is follow the old playbook, and that's exactly what they're doing.
All right, Bo in Cleveland pledges 100. Bo in Cleveland pledges 100. He goes on to say, the official pointed to two recent developments at the FDA of major concern, one of them being the agency's authorization of Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine for infants and toddlers, including those who already tested positive for COVID. They know, Joe, that these vaccines are not safe for children. They know that, but they can't say anything. Here you go. A few months before this, the FDA did the same thing, authorized so-called booster shots for young children who have 0% chance of dying from COVID. But they have a good chance of dying or getting sick from these kill shots. And, folks, I'm going to tell you out there, don't take them. Do not take the kill shots. We've been, John, in 2019, we were telling you, in 2019, not to take them. Do not take them. In 2019, we told you what would happen. And right now, since then, I don't know how many people have died, but it's a huge number of people have died from these shots, and it's been covered up by the fake news media. The fake news media, you know, that Carrie Lake, who's running for governor out in Arizona, God bless her. She, what a lady, what a real lady she is. Again, she reminds me of Jan Porter here. But, you know, Carrie Lake referred to the fake news media as the filthy fake news media, and she couldn't be more right. And they will betray, they are betraying people. John, I have no doubt at all, and I've said this many times, that right in Cleveland, if those in charge in the fake news media in Cleveland were told, look, come Monday, the Chinese are going to nuke Cleveland, so here, get your family and get out of town, but don't say anything to anybody else. We don't want to panic. They would do it. I don't doubt. They say that's the narrative. You've got to betray your people, betray your countrymen. That's your narrative. This is what you do in the collective. I have no doubts in my mind that most of them would do that. What do you think?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. They're gone. They're prostitutes, really. That's all they are. They have no integrity. There is no truth in them. So they are easily manipulated. They can be manipulated by the New World Order and the government. And they do whatever they're told, Pastor. And they're all in lockstep. Do you notice that, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
They all say the same thing. There's no difference amongst them.
If we all say the same thing at the same time, the people will believe us. If we all say the same thing, you get the echo chamber goes into high gear. We see this all the time. where they repeat the very same so-called, what they call a narrative, word for word, it's just amazing. Anyhow, you know what we were just telling you about the COVID. Listen to this. Scotland, this is from the expose. Dramatic and unexplained resurgence in excess death points to COVID injections. Edinburgh professor claims latest data confirms causal relationship as he calls for the Scottish government to reopen public inquiry. Oh, the article's upside down. The public inquiry. This article. All right. Professor Enos has written to Sobhan Brown, MSP, the governor of the Scottish Government COVID-19 Recovery Committee, calling on her to reopen a public inquiry into the deaths, which can only be partially explained by the virus. Earlier this year, the committee investigated the cause of unprecedented level of excess death recorded in Scotland from week 21 to week 52 in 2021. Numbering 4,819, it was 12% above the average, the worst ever recorded. Okay, I'm just going to stop there. But there you go. And we keep, but you're not going to hear that. That won't be in any, you won't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, will you?
No, Pastor Ernie.
Or Fox News.
Going back, Pastor Ernie, many, many, many years ago, it was very, very rare for a young athlete to die running or in sports. I remember in football, there were some deaths because of overheating. I'm going back like to the 60s with it. Very rare. And just today, I looked at somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 athletes that were running and fell over dead. It's happening in Europe. And they've called it now sudden adult
syndrome. Yeah, sad. They call it sudden adult syndrome.
Yeah.
Or sudden adult death syndrome.
Yeah. What? All of a sudden, I mean, these young people are dying, and you know how the rate now they've...
Up until 2021, it was between 5 and 10 a year, the average. And in 2021, it passed 360-something, died. These young football players, basketball players, soccer players, tennis players... All these athletes went from 5 to 10 a year to over 360 a year. But where did you hear that? You did not hear that on any of the fake news media.
You don't hear it. And then also with myocarditis, with the inflammation of the heart, that was very rare for a teenager, a youngster. And now it's not rare anymore. And they're trying to... They're mystified about how these young, it seems to be young males, it goes after the young male heart more than the female.
All right, Bo in Cleveland pledges 100, Wanda in Texas 500, and Craig in Michigan 120. Thank you. All right, I got to give those numbers, John, because we're right now, we are 22 minutes. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Help us stay on the station you're listening to us. Okay, basically right now we need about 4,000. We're about 4,000 short of what we need for tonight. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. So help us out, folks. We're doing this. Remember, we don't get paid for this, and John and I don't even have, we don't have a Learjet. We don't even have a Piper Cub. John's got a scooter with wings on it, okay?
That's funny.
And so, no, it's pitiful. No, we don't, you know, we are not Joel Osteen out there or T.D. Jakes. Or Kenneth Copeland, we're here because of the cause, folks. You know, we could do that. I mean, we could, if we wanted to go the prosperity route, we could do that. We could raise a lot of money. I mean, if I wanted to do that process like I did my Reverend Ike imitation last night, and we got all kinds of playback on that. People thought it was really funny. Remember Reverend Ike?
Oh, yeah, he was from like the 1950s, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I used to sit and laugh.
New York, he was from New York City.
Yep. And I used to just listen to him and how people, you know, he would do, for the folks that don't know that, Reverend Ike would do something like this. He would say, "Not everybody can live sumptuously. Not everybody can have a yacht, can have a mansion, can have a Rolls Royce. But I'll do it. Not for me. Not for me. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you that can't do it for yourself. You send that money in here to me, and I'll be doing it for you." And people would say, "Do it for me, Reverend Ike. Here's my money. Do it for me." And I would just sit there, and I would think, this guy has got a racket going, don't he? And he said, he don't want to hear no coins hitting no plate. He didn't want to hear no coins.
No, he wanted his silence. He didn't want any coins. No jingling the coins. He wanted all paper.
Yep. All righty. We've got Jan in St. Paul pledges 100. Curtis in Portland, Oregon pledges 200. Rosetta in Michigan pledges 100. All right. We are down right now to 19 minutes. We've got 19 minutes left, folks. Help us out. We got to finish strong. And we'll be here. See, we don't want to have to come back in here on Monday doing Pledge Week. We shouldn't have to do that. So we got to finish really strong tonight, really strong tonight. And so, in fact, we'll be here like we did last night. Last night, we stayed for 5 minutes after till we got thrown out. And Barb from Michigan pledged 100 after the time. Arlene from Chicago pledged 100. Dee from Chicago pledged 100. Clark from Michigan pledged 40. And Anonymous from San Diego pledged 15. And Ken pledged 100. That was after the hours. Okay, let me see what we got here. Okay, now we got about, we need about, let's see, about 3,400, about 3,400, right? Yeah. About 3,400 is what we need. And let me, did I just get another one from Sean in Colorado? Just pledged 50, so thank you, Sean. All right, we've got, let me see, 15, 17 minutes left. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Here, what the January 6th committee doesn't want you to hear. Patrick Byrne explains what Trump's options were after the FBI warned the 2020 presidential election was hacked. The January 6th House Select Committee, which, again, another name for these people would be the Liars Club, folks. Hey, John, you know, can you believe this? Now, there's only one other country that does this. Well, no, it's probably more. But this whole January 6th, you only have a prosecution. No defense is allowed. There is no defense is allowed. It's simply a prosecution. And let me tell you something. I would love to be able to get into that so-called committee, lock the doors behind me, John, and I'd love to have you there with me, and preach them on repentance. I'd like to preach them on the burning lake of fire. What happens? The Bible says all liars will have what, John?
Well, all liars will have their place in the lake of fire.
And hear what they're doing to the patriots, to the real patriots out there. They just, a 72-year-old woman, they just, with cancer, they just give her, I don't know how many days in prison. A 72-year-old, and all she did was show up to speak out, protest a stolen election. And anyone and everyone that says it wasn't stolen is a liar. There's not a bit of truth in it. Listen to this. Do you know who they're saying? Remember how they used to say that Bill Clinton is not only a good liar, he's a great liar, but he's our liar. He's our liar. I remember that woman from that magazine, what was it, it was one of the popular magazines, making that statement. He's not only a good liar, he's a great liar, but he's our liar. They were proud that he was their liar. Now, here, corrupt and dishonest committee member, lying Adam Schiff. Listen, lying Adam Schiff. By the way, Adam Schiff, you need to keep your hands off little boys, Adam Schiff. It's not a good thing, Adam Schiff, to put your hands on little boys. But lying Adam Schiff, now they're saying, right now they're saying that Adam Schiff is their best liar. He's their best liar. Do you think he's their best liar? I mean, when you look at him, do you think that, can you see the fact that you know that he's lying?
Yes, because his lips are moving.
Yeah. But I mean, even the looks on his face, he doesn't have a poker face. Okay, that guy, you know, he's not like a good lawyer. You can tell that he knows he's lying when he's doing it. All right, Caroline, go ahead.
It's impossible to tell who the biggest liar is because they're all liars. So how can you tell who is the biggest or the greatest liar when all of them are liars? Then.
So she's got a real, he's got some real competition out there with Liz Cheney, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all of them.
Okay. Adam Schiff, a communist in California, is urging the Justice Department to charge President Trump for engaging in multiple criminal acts created by his committee. Schiff says the president plotted a coup and tried to overturn the election as members of Congress certified the results of the election contaminated with an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots, many of which were backdated as the election tally continued for months. Mike Pence will, from here on out, will only be known as betraying, as when the time came for him to do what he was supposed to do, to stand up and stand against the corruption, when the time came. Remember when they wanted to have sodomite marriage there in Indiana, and he said, no way, no, he would never allow that. And then he buckled. He buckled and gave in to it. And then not here, when President Trump says, Mike, do the right thing, Mike. Mike's job was to say, I want to look into all of the charges of corruption in this election fraud. I want to look into these charges. All these people standing out here, these people, Josh Hawley, Jim Jordan, these people of good people, honorable reputation, good and honorable men, that Green lady, Marjorie Green, and his job was to say, I want to look, and these people have got some, you know, they're some legitimate charges here. I want to look at these, and let's take 10 days and investigate before we certify this. That's what he was supposed to do. And they said, no, he didn't have any authority. Then why, John, if he didn't have any authority, why are the communists now wanting to pass legislation to make sure that the vice president cannot do that in the future? Tell me.
Because he did have the authority, Pastor Ernie, and they want to seal it now so that they can never be challenged when they try and steal another election.
Absolutely. Sister Mary Grace pledges 100. Hey, way to go, Mary Grace. Carol in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you. I think I know Carol. I know Mary Grace. I think I know that Carol there out in San Diego, too. All right. Now we have, John, 11 minutes we have left here. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We've got 11 minutes to hear from you, folks. And we have to stay here while we're off the air to keep hearing from you. Hopefully we'll hear from a number of you to call in because we don't have a choice. And if you want us on the air, again, we got to have your help because we're doing everything we can on this end. And I want to remind you, we're doing all this work. We do not get paid for doing this. We're doing it because there is a cause. The cause is keeping America free. Keeping America free. We're, you know, the Lord, John, God gave us three missions. Did he not give us three main missions? One, first and foremost, always the Great Commission.
Yes, preach the gospel.
That's mission one. Mission two, from Genesis to Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, God's Word, the Bible, expressly teaches resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. Does it not teach that?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. To him that knows to do good and does not, it is sin.
If you, just go to...
You just read that in Psalm 94 when we started the show.
In fact, did the Lord Jesus preach more on sins of omission or sins of commission?
Omission.
You're absolutely right. When you failed to do it. In Matthew chapter 25, that's where we got the name for this radio program, was right out of Matthew 25, what's right, what's left. Those on the right, when they fed the hungry, clothed the homeless, and, you know, today, and rescued those being led to slaughter, Proverbs 24, 10 through 12, they, the Lord Jesus said, they would inherit the kingdom. But those on the left, the Democrats of today, when they failed to feed the hungry, they failed. Oh, they'll feed the hungry, but not with their own money, huh? With somebody else's money, huh?
That's what the liberals do. They tax. They use taxes to get the money so that they can, you know, look real good for political reasons.
Yeah, they're very generous with other people's money until they run out of other people's money. Yeah. Carmen in Connecticut pledges $120. And Peggy in Massachusetts pledges 25. Okay, we are now at the 8-minute mark. We're now at the 8-minute, and 8 minutes from right now, John, I'm going to ask you to give the invitation. But let me do this. Let me see. All right, we are 2,200 short of our goal. We are 2,200 short of our goal right now. So that's what we need. Listen, John, if somebody was just to say and pledge 2,200, that would save a lot of my vocal cords, wouldn't it? Yes.
Well, it sure would, Pastor Ernie.
All righty, folks, there you go. Hey, John, you know what we did? We pledged for three nights in a row. We pledged 1,000, and we asked people to match that 1,000, match that 1,000. So we're asking you tonight, too, to match that 1,000 we pledged for three nights in a row. All right, Lou in Detroit just pledged 100. Thank you, Lou in Detroit. And so now we need 2,100 left. So, folks, we got to hear from you because we got now, we only have 7 minutes left, John. Here you go. He goes on, he said, corrupt and dishonest committee member, well, we read that part. It is their duty to follow the evidence, and if there are credible allegations of crime, to pursue them against anyone, including former presidents, Schiff warns. What kind of man knows that a mob is armed and sends the mob to attack the Capitol and further incites the mob when his own vice president is under threat, when the Congress is under threat? Vice President, Chairman of the Committee, and turncoat GOP Representative Liz Cheney laminated while calling for Trump to be prosecuted. The only armed protester that day with a gun appears to be a federal operative, and there was a number of federal operatives, and one of them murdered. One of them, one coward, one of those cowards there, murdered a woman. Shot her, a woman that was trying to cause peace, that Babbitt, young Babbitt lady, and he murdered her, shot her, you know, shot her cold blank. And she was trying to calm things down. She was unarmed, and a very dirty, cowardly cop out there in D.C. murdered her because they were told out there, go get out there, this is a sting operation, we got to make it look like the Patriots And remember, we'll call them all race. We'll call them right wing. We'll call them white supremacists. You know, this was done by the Pelosi's and the entire Democratic Communist Party. We know it. Schiff was a part of this. Folks out there, and you know, it's just amazing. Now, they have a Hollywood production. They're putting on a movie producer of a TV station is making this production. And this committee, this January 6th committee, again, this is a Hollywood movie production. And, folks, these are the liar clubs. These, I really think you would find it very hard-pressed. I know it would be very hard-pressed. Could you imagine trying to be a public defender and even proving at any time that Adam Schiff ever told the truth?
No, Pastor Ernie, no.
It would be pretty hard, wouldn't it? All right.
I can remember, Pastor Ernie, I can remember Adam Schiff on, I guess it would be the Tucker Carlson show, with the Russian collusion and all the evidence that was out there.
What a liar. Yeah, he knew he was lying from word one, didn't he?
Yeah. And then he said all of those intelligence agencies, they all can't be wrong. They all, 19 intelligence agencies have the Russian collusion. It was all lies. Every bit of it was a lie.
Here's a part of this. Ignored by Liz Cheney on the January 6th show trial. Antifa members caught with gun released on January 6th. Undercover Fed operative pictured with a gun but never arrested and dropped from most wanted list. There you go. And the Cheney panel is projected to spend $8 million of taxpayers' money in hopes of Attorney General Merrick Garland ultimately decides to pursue a criminal case against President Trump. The best president we've had since Ronald Reagan, the very best president that we've had since Ronald Reagan. And, folks, we're going to fight. You know, these people are corrupt. They're corrupt. There's nothing about the Democratic Communist Party that is not corrupt. It's not one thing. They're the party of pedophilia. They're the party of abortion. They're the party of human smuggling. They're the party of drug addiction. They're the party of sodomy. If God's word, the Bible, calls it a sin, it's in their platform. All right, there you go.
Absolutely, there's no doubt about it. They are the party of sin.
Anthony in Georgia pledges 50. Nicole in Florida pledges 1,000. Thank you, Nicole. And thank you, Anthony. Wow, 1,000. Pardon? Okay, Antonia. All right, thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Antonia. All we need, I think, is about another one or two of those 1,000 pledges, and we're there. All righty. We're getting close to our... We're down about 1,500, what we need left, about 1,500. So that's right. Oh, no, Joe. John, we've only got 2 minutes, 1,500. But, folks, we're going to be here for a few minutes afterwards. We need, can we get two more matching? Can we get someone to match Nicole for $1,000 or two people to match for $500? That's what we need. We need another 1,500 to make our goal for tonight. Can we do it? What do you think, John?
I think you can, Pastor Ernie, because what did you start off with?
We started off with Wendy Wilson. We needed, Wendy Wilson started by giving us 700, and then we had...
What was the need in the beginning?
10,000.
Well, there you go. That's a pretty good amount.
Yeah, well, we have to do it because we came up short 3 days this week of our goals, and we're behind, and even with that, that's going to bring us to the minimum. If we don't reach that, then we're going to probably have to go into next week and have a couple of days next week fundraiser because we got to raise the money to stay on the air. And like I said, we've got to have all the help we can get from the people. I understand what's happening. You know, people are a lot of times you're hearing people every day on the news saying, look, we got a choice. We either buy gas for our cars or we buy food for the table. I can understand that. And they're going to, it's going to get worse this winter. We're going to, it's going to be a dark winter. And this is why we're encouraging people, stock up on food, folks, please. Stock up on food. Stock up on ammunition, you folks, because there are those out there saying, I'm not worried about buying food. I'm going to buy ammunition and I'm going to take yours. No, I'm going to tell you, a whole lot of us are stocking up on both food and ammunition. And so, because we understand what's coming, we understand we're at war with the enemy of Christ, the entire Democratic Communist Collective, the enemy of Christ. Biden wants to have a new organization, a new department that recognizes the religion of only non-religious people. In other words, there's a real Antichrist movement against Christianity, and the Biden regime is right behind this. It's totally against Christianity right now, folks. And, okay, Anonymous just pledged 750. Thank you, Anonymous, 750. So we're getting down there. We need about another 750. Somebody matches that. We need someone to match that. How much time do we have left there? Okay, John, right now, you've got 3 minutes to give an invitation. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure, Pastor. I was thinking about, I gave the invitation last week, and I said something that I said the very first time, for the very first time. And Pastor Ernie, that's our heart's desire, is we want all the listeners to be in heaven. And I know it's something that we kind of know we want, but I said it, at least I said it for the first time. I don't know if you said it, Pastor Ernie, through the years, but it was the first time I said it. And that touched me, folks. When we tell you about eternal life.
Yeah, John, I mean, you know who said it before you did? The Lord said that. He said it's not his will that anyone come short of the glory. And that's what we preach, but go ahead.
Yeah, the Son of Man has come but to seek and to save that which is lost. So anyways, folks, it would be terrible for you to listen and hear the gospel and never make that decision and not have eternal life. So our heart really is for John 3:16. I can't say it any simpler. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And believing in him means repentance of sin. It means believing that you are a sinner and need a Savior, that Jesus was sinless and died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the price for your sin. So he takes your sin on him and he gives you his righteousness. And that righteousness from him is what allows you to go to heaven. There's no other way to do it. Otherwise, you have to pay the price for your own sin.
We're out of time, John, but if he had not have done that, we'd all be lost, huh? All right, until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.